Hey, welcome to the King Kasem Podcast. Hey, I know it's been a long time since I actually got in contact with y'all, but I am back. Happily to let y'all know that I'm okay, live and well. You know, I experienced COVID in the last 2 years, and it's been kind of holding me back from getting into the podcast, but I'm back. And I'm happy to let you know, successfully, I created two books, one book called Hit by Love, and another book that's a poem, it's based on poems. It's called I Live Poetry. You know, I was always determined to do something, and I said that I was going to create a book way back in like early 2000, but I never got around to doing it. So now I have decided that I'm going to actually do it, and this is what I have done. You know, sometimes you get people in your life that want to hold you back and tell you that you shouldn't do something. And when you feel as though it's the right time for you to do it, unless you know God is telling you not to do it, continue to go and do it. Continue to go and do it, you know, because life is too short to always think about what you could have done. And there's no time greater than the time to do it than now, while you can still get it done, you know. I would like to express how much of a good, poetic, creative person I am, but it's not for me to judge, for you to judge. So if you ever want to try, you know, to look for a book that might interest you, try my book out. Hit by Love on Amazon, and you have I Love Poetry on Amazon by Darnell L. King Kasem. Okay, now, done with the sponsoring, let's get back into showbiz. I'd like to tell y'all, I really, really am glad to be back. I'm happy to be back. It's been a long time, but I'm here, and I definitely would like to talk about some topics. I cannot believe what I've been hearing. I think this got to be a lie, because one of my favorite kings of comedy entertainers of all times, even though I'm always going to be a fan of Bernie Mac, Steve Harvey is, you know, is allegedly being said that Steve Harvey's having problems in his marriage with his wife. And I feel as though that it's just a whole bunch of people trying to make a come up off of this situation. I don't even think it's really a situation. I don't even think that this is true. You know, sometimes you go on to these websites and you turn on TV and you see these people talking about things that seem like it might not be real, you know, and I don't want to be one of them people. So that's why I had to be cautious about what I'm saying, because I really don't want to say this, but I feel as though that this got to be crazy. This will hurt me if this is true, what allegedly was being said, that, you know, Steve Harvey's wife is cheating on him. That's, I can't believe that. That cannot be. Like, you know, he is who you go to far as when you used to be that type of guy, and now you're no longer that guy no more, because you wanted to, you're trying to turn your life around and show what being a real man is about. He's the definition of being that man. You know, and showing you that it's okay to wine and dine your woman and you can still be that guy. So, and the books, the multitask businesses that he has, you know, being in two different jobs, making sure that, you know, he's bringing in that income. That man, you know, he came from the bottom. He came from the bottom and, you know, he climbed to the top. He's like in his 60s now, right? And I remember watching him from off of a couple of stand-up shows. And when I say that this man has changed, you know, he has changed a lot. So to see him go through his, you know, his changes in life when, you know, he was younger and the things and mistakes he may have made, you know, which we all make mistakes in life. And he has changed it and became this multi-million dollar guy, you know, with multi-businesses, multi-jobs, you know, on top of the world with his queen. And then to get this news, like, it's like, it's upsetting because, I mean, like, it makes you think, like, is it over for everybody? You know? Now, not to any other couple, but I would imagine any other couple going through a situation like that more than I would imagine this couple, because there's so much at risk right here. There's so much at risk. First of all, like, I don't know. Maybe it's not what we think it is. And hopefully, let's just come back to the next episode to see that it wasn't. Because that'd be a hurtful thing to find out. Okay, another thing in the news that we got going on in this podcast. I'm hearing that Donald Trump has been arrested. And his mugshot. Did y'all see his mugshot? Whoa. But you know one thing? That they had that man out of jail, though. He was out that same day, right? He ain't staying there that long. So it's like, you know, you think you stopping this man? I don't know. This man is uncontrollable. You know, I don't know. This man is really uncontrollable. You know, I mean, I kind of figured, and this is just my perspective, I kind of figured that they were really going to take whatever they were going to do to Trump serious, so far as like legal-wise, because taking something from the White House, rather if it's memorabilia for you or not, it's still a serious thing, especially if it's classified as something top secret. My thing is, I just can't wait for them to talk about what is top secret. What is so top secret that they really want him to bring back, that he didn't bring back, that he has copies of, that they're scared for the public to know about? That is really what's on my mind. I don't know if anybody else catched it. You know, and especially with all these UFOs topics being thrown around, and they having conferences talking about UAPs. I'm sorry, they now call it unidentified aerial phenomenons, right? It kind of make you feel like when Trump was talking about the space army, he was giving us a warning about something, that he knew something. And before he left the White House, it seemed like he might have took something that had something to do with that. That's the reason why now everything is starting to hit the fan and everybody is sitting at the table, and they're sitting there talking about what they're going to do at these meetings about exposing what's going on that's been hidden behind closed doors for so long. I don't know. That's just me, my perspective. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm hitting on something. Maybe I'm hitting on something. Who knows? But yeah, that's here and there. I don't know. That's, you know, that's here and there. There's so much stuff happening across the globe right now. It's like, where do we where do we stop? It's like, oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. There's just so much stuff happening. It makes you think, like, when is stuff going to change? Like, this world is just, are we doomed? I mean, is this world going to be constantly with too much stuff happening, you know, across the globe? I mean, we got this catastrophic weather that happened over there in Hawaii. God bless them. You know, I always ask myself, when it's stuff like this that happens, that's from catastrophic weather, when the, I feel like when the weather is about to change like this and it's getting real hot, or, you know, and stuff starting to take place that normally wouldn't happen, you'd think they'll be up on it. But then come to find out, it wasn't the weather I found out. I thought it had something to do with the catastrophic weather, far as like the heat, and it's caused like a wildfire. They said it had something to do over there in Hawaii with electrical wires. Like, electrical wires was down and it caused the fire, and they couldn't get control of it, and it caused this. I don't know. Like, it's just weird to me. You know, so much stuff is happening. You know, in the last season, we talked about COVID and how, you know, everything got really weird. And I mean, shaky, scared, weird. When people were dying, dropping from taking these vaccine shots. And then how they wanted, you know, everyone to go back into business and opening up these businesses. I'm glad they opened up the businesses. I see they opened up the businesses now, and the schools are back open. You know, of course, you know, the last time I talked to y'all, the schools was closed, remember? And that tells you how long ago it was I talked to y'all. That's really crazy, right? And you wouldn't think that we would have been through all this stuff. We've been through a movie. We've been through basically a movie, like, my goodness, can you think about the generation to come after us? I mean, multi-generations down the line, when they create, you know, movies off of our history. I mean, it's so much they can talk about, like, from everything. Like, from 9/11 all the way down to COVID. You know, it's just so much stuff. It's so much stuff to... So much stuff to actually get into, to talk about. We got so much stuff to talk about. Like, so many inside jobs we thinking about. Sometimes we conspiracies we got. There's so much stuff that we can go on. But welcome to the Ken Kasem Podcast. I told y'all that I was back. I'm glad I'm back, like I said. And pretty much it's going to be on and popping for a while, hopefully, God willing. I'm looking forward to definitely getting into these topics, talking to y'all. Hopefully, I'm glad that things is well for you, and hopefully that you continue to rock with me and communicate with me and tell me how you like the podcast. And I know some of y'all sent me emails wondering where I was at. I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm glad to I seen all the letters. I seen all the love. I love the support. You know, especially on my other channels. Y'all definitely was there for me. And I will never forget that. I will never forget that. You know, it's been said this was a shooting in Jacksonville. And the crazy thing about this, I'm just really getting this really terrifying feeling. Because there's a lot of racism going on in Jacksonville, right? Allegedly, I say allegedly because for legal terms, Governor Ron DeSantis he was talking about earlier in the year of taking Black history out of the school, right? And for some reason, you had people feeling like, okay, yeah, this is a good decision to do. On one hand, you had people saying, rather racist or not, you had people saying that they felt like this was a good opportunity for the new build of history to be told a different way, so it can generate different processes in the young mind of a black child to not look at themselves as being lesser than. Then you have, rather racist or not, the other side thinking that this is, you know, a bad thing to take black history out, because the fact that you're eliminating the history that our culture, you know, was all wrapped around, and is you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't eliminate anything that has to do with the past. My personal perspective of this is that I believe that you eliminate the past, you are creating the future. Meaning that if you eliminate the past, you eliminated the past. So if it happens again, it can't be said to happen again. So you already know the possibilities that it could happen again, because you eliminated what already happened. So it can happen again. So it's a possibility it can happen again. That's just my perspective. I could be wrong. It's just my own personal perspective of how I see it. You know, I could be wrong, though. I could be wrong. It's just sad, though, when you think about certain things. Because the same state where allegedly we have Ron DeSantis wanting to take out black history out of the school, we have a shooting that took place, and it's crazy, in the same state that took place. A 20-year-old man, Caucasian descent, he traveled to the Clay County, and it was located in Jacksonville, and he carried out a shooting, and he shot multiple black people at this store where they worked at, or they were shopping. It was at a dollar store. Can't get into the specifics of what dollar store. And the crazy thing about this is, it was motivated by hate. It was racial motivated. It said that he actually wrote a note. The guy said that it was racially, he said, yes, it was racially motivated, and that he hated black people. You know, and this was actually brought out in a on the conference in a news station where the sheriff was breaking it down. And he actually said that, excuse my French, he hated black people and he wanted to kill N-words. So it's very, you got to be very careful in today's society when you're talking about eliminating the past, because you're creating the future. You're only eliminating something so it can happen again. Because how else can you stop something from happening if it hasn't happened before? Or how else can you prepare for something if you never experienced it all the way fully before? Maybe some might say, well, you can always prepare for something. But if it already has happened and you're trying to eliminate it from being in the history books, who's to say it won't happen again? We're talking about enslaving of a culture of people from a different region, African descent, and being treated like animals. I can't even say that. So it was said that the shooter, he wore basically a vest, and he was armed with an AK, or I'm sorry, a rifle style, and a Glock. I'm sorry, I'm just appalled right now. In a Glock, you know, and he sent messages to his parents on a computer, or he called them and told them, look at his computer, and he left a letter for the federal officers. And it detailed a whole lot of hatred in that letter. This was a maniac definitely, that took lives, and he targeted certain groups of people that was black and that he really wanted to kill, you know. And it's sad for something like this to happen. It's very sad for something like this to happen, you know. This happened August 27th. It might have been August 26th going into August 27th. It's really crazy because you think about how the world is going and how it's changing, right? And how everything is starting to take its course, far as like you see how people were starting to adapt to come together, you know, right after this COVID situation, right? People were so happy to engage each other, you know. I'm going to restaurants with my wife and my kids, and I see the laughter, see people smiling, taking in the breath of air, being happy, eating, talking, laughing, you know, and all nationalities all together, you know. I think I seen across the table a few mixed nationalities sitting at the table eating for lunch. They might have been working together or coming from a church or some gathering, and they were enjoying each other's company. And in my mind, I'm looking like, wow, this is what Martin Luther King was talking about. This is what Martin Luther King was talking about. And you see how things are starting to part ways now. You see how everybody is starting to fall into their little color corners. I call it color corners because that's where people go to when they relate to whatever is going on connected to them, right? And it's starting to separate a nation. It's starting to separate a nation. There's so much stuff happening. So much stuff happening. You know, we could get on topics talking about all types of things, but you know, I have to make up for a lot of time that I missed on not communicating with y'all guys. You know, I read a lot of letters that wasn't so happy with me being, you know, out of the podcast like for a minute. And I had to let some people know. Well, I couldn't let them know, but I'll let them know on here. The reason why I've been away was because of a lot of personal matters and personal situations, and COVID was one of them. You know, it had me have a different perspective of life. You know, I actually now see things different than I did before, you know. Life is very precious. A lot of times, you know, we take things for granted, you know. And when I was getting checked and diagnosed for COVID, when I was taking a test, I should say, I found out in that moment that I can be scared. I was very scared. And when the test came back, yes. Whew. And I was even more scared when I found out that my children had it and my wife. That was really, you know, a breathtaker for me, you know. So it changed the way I view life, and I learned to respect it a whole lot more. And I also learned to enjoy it. So I had to take time off for me, you know. I had to take some time off for me and try to enjoy the fruits of life, you know. But I'm back. I'm here. So much stuff I wanted to talk about while I was out. You know, I'm really way off. I shouldn't even be talking about this topic. The Will Smith and Chris Rock. Now, I should have been talking about that. That tells you how far back I am when it comes to the podcasting. I should have been talking about that. But we're going to save that for the next couple of episodes down the line. But yeah, that's one of the things I would like to talk about this season. I would definitely want to get on that because I would like to break down how fast people love you and then they hate you. And they don't know nothing about what you're going through, you know. Because in that situation, it was like, you know, he was getting a reward, you know, and a lot of things was taking place, and personally, we don't know what's going on at home, right? Behind closed doors, it could be a totally different thing. You know, this is a guy who made us laugh, cry, especially that one scene in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when he was talking about his dad. That, I can't watch that to this day without crying. I can't. Like, that, he wrapped so much emotion in that, that it makes you feel like tearing up each time you watch that scene. And that tells you he's a real good actor. Real good actor. You know, very talented, you know. Looked just like Muhammad Ali when he did Ali. I mean, pound for pound. You know, and who can forget Bad Boys? They was ready to take off Bad Boys off the table right after that Chris Rock slap. That pissed me off. I mean, yes, if I was one of Chris Rock's family members, I would definitely be upset. Pissed off, yes. Because you think about it like, wow, I'm the shortest guy in this place and I'm getting no comment. You know, at the end of the day, yeah, I would feel some type of way. But we don't know inside stories behind the stories. It's always a story behind the story. The story that they put out for us to know about, and then the story that is behind the story that they put out, right? So what I say that is, in Hollywood, everybody knows everyone else's situation. Everybody knows what's really going on behind the closed doors. But what they put out for everybody else to see is only an illusion. Or it's part of what the situation is. It's not even the whole situation. So I always keep in mind, that's why I really like to take a light on situations when we're talking about certain things, because I really don't know everything that it is to know about the situation, the topic. And that's what people don't know. People jump on podcasts or their, you know, talk shows, and they talk about things that they really don't have the whole full information on, unless they have the guests on, right? So they kind of shoot themselves in the foot by talking about the topics without having the person there. And I don't never want to do that per se, because I never know. You never know. I could have Will on my show one day. I could have Steve Harvey on my podcast one day. But, and only time will tell. But I do not want to ruin the bridge that might connect. So I have to really be careful about what I say. And even though I am running a podcast and I talk about things that's the topic that everybody is interested in, mainly the topics that I want to talk about, and I have to be careful. So to be fair, I don't know nobody's situation, and I never want to act like I know anyone's situation, but I can always express what story was given out about the situation. That's fair game. You know, it's basically fair game to talk about. It's fair to use that topic. So that's the reason why I gear into it. You know, but that's for later on. These are just topics that I'm getting into to talk about, to let you know what's going to be coming in the near future, possibility, because we don't know what's going on in the future, right? I don't know what latest topic might pop up, but I know these are the ones that was referenced to me when I was out. These were the topics that some of them were talking about that were like, hey, how come you didn't jump on this? You know, jump on that, you know, because I promised that I was, after I got finished talking about, you know, the COVID situation and how we need to cling on God's mercy and ask for help during that time. We need him all the time, by the way. I was going to get into the topics that need to be talked about. And I didn't get a chance to do that because I needed to take some time out. And it wasn't fair. But now I am back. I'm back. So I'm speed tracking the process of what I missed and jumping into the current of what's been going on lately. So please forgive me. You know, but yeah, this Jacksonville shooting really struck me, really makes me upset. You know, for something like this to happen, tactical vests he was wearing, and for him to shoot up that store, that dollar store, and target. I wouldn't want him to target anybody. The AR-15s that he used, high powerful semi-automatics rifles, shooting people. That's where my mind is at. Like, you know, because this could happen anywhere, right? And it doesn't matter what association businesses that is at, it can happen, right? So it's very devastating when you think about this. You know, very devastating. So, while y'all out there, be safe, be careful, you know, be aware of your surroundings. It's not never safe, you know. I think the political aspect of things, the way that your politicians run things, really need to be restored into a better processing, because the things that you create later on becomes a big problem. And by saying certain things and not being mindful causes problems, causes corruption. Like, I mean, I give you my aspects of how I see things from my perspective. The Trump situation, right? Remember, he said that he didn't win. I mean, he said that he won. He thought he won. He said he won, and he had a meeting, a big behind meeting down there in D.C. And everybody went there, a rally, I should say. He had a big rally, and he was basically letting it be known that he won, and he wanted everybody to march down there and let it be known that he won and don't take no for an answer. And in that situation, a woman got killed. Out of all the men that was there causing corruption, doing the things they were doing, they shot a woman. And my hearts go out to the family. God bless the family. I always felt like, after hearing that situation, that yes, she was in the crowd, but it didn't deserve death. You know, that didn't call for death. I think that before the people got into that building to do the things they did, that called for them to defend the grounds that they were standing on, because they shouldn't even got that far to go in that building. For it to be a building that it was, they shouldn't have got that far. You go into these little inner cities, right, in Philadelphia, and you've seen these rallies, how they were acting. You've seen how the police were out there. You've seen how they weren't playing. They were doing, they had interrogate, what do you call it, that the gas. You know, they had tear gas. There we go. They had tear gas. They had everything they needed to make sure to back people down, to let them know they're going too far, right? And it was times where, though, they were told, don't touch them because of the George Floyd situation. And they didn't want things to get out of hand where, though, they looked like, you know, the main reason why they were marching was what they were basically right about, because then it looks like, you know, to the public's eye that, you know, law enforcement is wrong, right? What's happening in these situations is allowing you to see that things are not fair in America. It's not fair, because there's no way a whole black bunch of people walking down D.C., going down there to the Capitol and doing what that was done, that there wouldn't have been more casualties. There would have been more, it would have been a whole lot more casualties, for one. It would have been like target practice for the law enforcement there. And that's just my perspectives, right? Now, I wouldn't want nobody hurt. I'm just showing you the right and the wrong. You know, I really believe that that shouldn't have happened. So, even though Trump could not be considered a politician, his mouth is still important. What he says could start up a war, basically. The same thing with Ron DeSantis. What he says can start a war. I mean, it happened. I mean, when Trump said what he said, and you seen what the outcome was, you seen the result. You know? And I'm afraid to say, the more and more that I hear these politicians talk, the more and more I hear wordplay of war being put out and allowing things to take place because of their perspective of how they see things, but it's not everyone else's way of reality, it's going to get dangerous. And I'm afraid to say it's going to get dangerous. So it's going to be a lot of prayer being done this year, because we're going to need it. We're truly going to